off kind of the end, if you like, or I like to think of it as the end there, but the beginning of our life, really, going into care. But basically, my mum was in prison. She'd gone to prison that day. My dad was out drinking. I was 9, my little brother was 6, and my other brother was 8. And the locals decided to get a group together, some adults, who disliked my parents' behaviour, and came and smashed our house to pieces, basically. They threw missiles through our windows, smashed every window in the house. And we were just so scared, and I'd just had enough. And we took ourselves down to Stoke Newton Police Station. They called our social worker, and that was it. We never went home again.
And the social worker, obviously, you were put in contact with someone who was very good at what they did, because you believe that maybe not that individual social worker, but the system saved your life.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't recognise the negative stories of social work that I read. I recognise positive social work that makes a massive difference to kids' lives. And I'm not just talking about my life. You know, kids that I lived with in care and kids I meet on a daily basis. You know, we love our social workers, and our social workers are the most important people in our lives.
But then how do so many children hit the headlines by losing their lives, by being abused, by not being seen to by the authorities? We've had story after story.
But the thing is that when you look at the amount of stories, I mean, they are huge tragedies, you know, absolutely horrendous stories, but they are very, very small in number when you compare the, you know, I think there's something like 70,000 children in the UK in care, and you may hear about 5 of those because they're negative. You won't hear of the thousands of positive outcomes, not only for kids in care, but also for kids who are able to stay at home because of the intensive work that social workers go into and do with the parents.
I can't imagine a more stressful job. Okay, people would say they're bound to be more stressful jobs, but if you take it in the round, getting up in the morning to be a social worker, going to bed at night as a social worker, and considering all the problems that you encounter during the course of the day, the rules, the legalities, the pitfalls, the hurdles, it has to be stressful.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't do it. And, you know, when I meet social workers, I ask them how they do it. And I think the simple answer is that you are either going to be kind of made to be a social worker, and your heart is so big that actually, you know, you're driven by the rewards that you get from helping, you know, our most vulnerable children and families in society. And that drive is what kind of keeps you going day in, day out.
Now, we're on the countdown to World Social Work Day. It's on the 15th of this month. I suppose there is maybe a day for everything. That's been argued. But the social worker, the social services, the importance of all of them within society, that cannot be argued against. However, does the budget exist to ensure that our children are any better off than they were 30 or 40 years ago? I would like to think they're a lot better off, because they were failed big time in this part of the world. And we've seen examples, you know, Rotherham's such a recent example in England. How do those things happen?
Do you know, they are so horrific, and they are such deep failings that when you talk to social workers across the country, both in, you know, in Northern Ireland and over in England, it's, you know, it cuts so deep. But when you look at it, actually, you know, there are a specific set of individuals who failed those children. But for us today, what we absolutely must do is look at what we can be doing now for the kids, and making sure that we don't repeat those awful mistakes that happened to those kids. Which is why, you know, this Stand Up for Social Work campaign, which is launching today in Northern Ireland and actually will be across the UK, what we're looking at is we're looking at the massive kind of interventions that happen for kids. And, you know, the cuts are so severe, but actually we've still got the dedication of our social workers, and that's what we must concentrate on.
Yeah, let's applaud social workers and what they're
absolutely
doing. We're often talking about, you know, the stress the police are under, or the fire service,
yeah,
or the paramedics, or the teachers. I don't think social workers do get enough positive press. In fairness to what you're saying, Jenny, when you look back, and I noticed you described your mother as a sex worker and not a prostitute,
yeah,
and that's very modern language for it, and you've embraced that term, and maybe we should embrace that more on the program as well. When you do look back on your mum in employment in the sex industry,
yeah,
and your father as an alcoholic, do you have an anger towards their memory? I presume you're not blessed with them anymore, or am I wrong?
My mum is still around, but I have no contact with her, and I don't have anger anymore. One of the blessings that I have through having lived in the care system with so many amazing social workers and residential workers and foster carers around me is that they gave me the ability to forgive them. Because actually what happens is that we leave care with this great big ball of resentment inside us. And that resentment drives us into addiction, into prison, into offending. And actually the people who abused us or caused us that pain, they don't know anything about it. They're just carrying on with their life. So I was absolutely determined that I wouldn't give that anger over to them. And I only got that through the dedication and love of my social workers.
Yeah, well, you're obviously adamant to get the message across. And
yeah,
I know you've done a lot of broadcasting and writing about this, Jenny. And you're keen to remind people of World Social Work Day and what you're launching today. Tell us a little more about that.
So today we're launching the Stand Up for Social Work campaign. People can get involved on Twitter. There's a hack that I just need to read this out. You need to do hashtag SWSWD16, World Social Work Day 16. That is the hashtag for the month. And Stand Up for Social Work campaign is about social workers uniting with service users, with children in care, with other professionals, and actually saying, do you know what? We are proud of what we do. And this is what we do, rather than allowing the press to kind of give the negative stuff over all the time. So that's today. Stand Up for Social Work campaign.
Yeah, are you the same Jenny Malloy on Bring Back Borstal?
I am.
A lovable matron.
I thought I'd got away with that, Frank.
I know. You know how to beat them into shape too, and with your sensible, sensitive approach.
I do. Do you know, I love those boys on that programme. Honestly, I absolutely love them. And do you know, they're doing really well.
Yeah, but some of them are wee hoods, you know what I mean? Have you too much sympathy for those who visit hurt upon society?
They're not wee hoods. Do you know, the offending side, I had absolutely no sympathy for that. You know, and they knew that. They knew that I really kind of looked down on the fact that, you know, they had committed offences against people. But actually, I would not be doing a service to the community if I were not to support them into not reoffending. And, you know, and of course, you know, when you look at their backstories and you think, well, sometimes people are pushed into certain situations and they've come out and, not, do you know what, not one of them have reoffended.
Well, that is good to hear. That is good to hear.
Great boys, honestly.
That is good. That is a success. And your book, Hackney Child, is still available if people want to read more.
It is Hackney Child, Tainted Love and Neglected.
Oh, goodness gracious. Is that three separate books or is that the whole title of Hackney Child?
Books, Frank. I should have sent you a set, shouldn't I?
Jenny, feel free.
Okay, I'll do that, definitely.
Lovely job, Jenny. Continued success and lovely speaking to you. Thanks for
Thank you,
coming
Frank.
On the programme.
Cheers, Frank.